Why the long face, Don?
I have an appointment to get my flu shot today. I know. Vaccines are great, and they've saved millions of lives, but that doesn't change the fact that I hate needles, Yael.
It's too bad we can't vaccinate the way bees do. They're born with protection against certain diseases already in their bodies. The process starts with forager bees, which sometimes pick up bacteria along with the pollen and nectar they collect. Then they bring that bacteria-containing pollen back to the hive, where worker bees turn it into royal jelly, which is a special food only the queen bee eats. So when the queen eats the royal jelly, she's also taking in small doses of bacteria. Once in her body, those bacteria bind to a protein called vitellogenin and are carried through her blood to her eggs. Similar to how the tiny dose of flu virus you'll get in your flu shot today will prepare your immune system to fight off the virus if someone coughs or sneezes on you, the bacteria bound to vitellogenin that baby bees are born with act somewhat like a vaccine and help prepare their immune systems to fight off diseases later on. Of course, those natural vaccines don't protect against every disease, and there are some diseases out there that can wipe out whole colonies. Scientists are working on producing vaccines that bees can eat to prevent that.
Edible vaccines? No shots? I guess trying to stick a needle into a bee that has its own stinger would be pretty risky.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.